Hi everyone, my name is Amy Coates. I'm an immigration attorney with Bash & Spiro. We are a full-service immigration law firm and we serve clients throughout the United States. I'm here today with our managing partner, Murali Basham.
Hello, Amy.
And we're going to be talking about how a U.S. citizen can sponsor their parents for lawful permanent resident status in the United States. This webinar is divided into three sections. And first, we're just going to discuss an overview of how to get your parents to the U.S. Then we're going to talk about the immigrant visa process, which is where your parents would apply for an immigrant visa at a U.S. embassy overseas. And then finally, we're going to discuss adjustment of status, which is becoming a permanent resident while your parent is actually physically in the U.S. And then finally, we're going to take questions at the end. We've already gotten a couple of questions, actually, about visitor visas for parents. And although I haven't specifically planned any slides on that topic, since you've asked questions in the beginning, then at the end of our presentation, when we go over all the questions, Murali and I will talk about that process as well. Our first section is about just the general overview. Some people are... It's a little bit confusing as far as the different processes to get a green card for your parents. If you do adjustment of status, that means that the beneficiary, who is your parent, is actually present in the U.S. and files all the paperwork here in the U.S.
Do they have to be in status, Amy?
Well, no, they actually don't, but it is a little bit tricky. I mean, most people who are out of status can't get a green card here in the U.S., but the government will forgive that for certain immediate relatives of U.S. citizens. So if your parent is in the U.S. and they enter the country illegally, but they're out of status, then you may be able to apply for adjustment of status for them, but you definitely need to seek advice from an attorney on that.
It's really a case-by-case basis, right?
Right, right. Because I definitely don't want the folks who are out there listening to confuse being out of legal status with someone who crosses the border without being inspected by a port of entry officer. And that's very different. It has lots of different problems there. Also, there are issues if your parent enters in as a visitor and then wants to apply for adjustment of status. So we're going to talk about that in a separate slide in just a moment. The other option for bringing your parent here in a green card status is to file an I-130 petition wherein you start the process here in the United States, but ultimately it ends up at a U.S. embassy in your parents' home country. And they will apply for an immigrant visa at the embassy, and then when they enter the United States, they enter as a green card. So if you're going to sponsor your parents for permanent resident status, you have to decide right away, are you going to do adjustment of status, and that's if they're here, or are you going to do consular processing where they're back in their home country and they're going to go through it?
A quick question, you know, in case some of the listeners don't know what an I-130 is, can you explain a little bit about what an I-130 is?
Right. An I-130 is an immediate relative petition, and that's where the U.S. citizen proves the relationship with the beneficiary, in this case the parent. And so the whole point of that petition is, you know, the petitioner saying, okay, I'm a U.S. citizen, I'm entitled to file for my parent, and this is truly my parent, here's our evidence.
First step of the process, basically,
right, exactly.
Whether you do adjustment of status or consular processing.
Exactly. So usually when I talk with a U.S. citizen for the first time about sponsoring their parents, they all want to do adjustment of status. I mean, it just seems easier. In many cases, the parent's already here on a tourist visa, and that's when they call. And they want to know, what can I do to get a green card for my parent? Well, let me explain what the problem is with this. When you enter as a tourist, your intention is supposed to be just to stay here temporarily. So if you come in as a tourist, but your plan in your mind is to go ahead and apply for a green card when you get here, then you've actually entered with a fraudulent intent. Your intent should have been just to stay here temporarily, but actually it was to stay here permanently. So the problem in this situation is, how do we figure out who already had this intention to stay here permanently and who did not? Because a lot of the calls I get are from U.S. citizens who have parents visiting. Parents been here for a month or two, and after watching them, you know, get around and maybe spending quality time with them for a first time in a very long time, they realize, wow, my mom's a little fragile. I really don't want her going back. She needs someone to look after her. And that's when they decide they want to get a green card.
I've got a question, Amy. So you know, when you're talking about, you know, intention, you know, finding a fraud when you entered as a visitor, let's say that the U.S. citizen child has the intention of what they want the parents to actually permanently reside in the United States, but the parents don't know that yet, and the parents, you know, visit the United States, and the U.S. citizen child, you know, all along is thinking, well, maybe if the parents spend some time with us in the U.S., they'll actually want to live here, we can sponsor them and all that.
Right.
What do you think about that? Do you think the parents are in any way jeopardizing their immigration status or a future green card case in that scenario?
I think that's fine because it's not the parent who has the intention. It's the U.S. citizen, and the U.S. citizen doesn't really have any specific intent. It's just a general intent for maybe one day down the road. They're not even sure yet. So I think that one rule of thumb that you can sort of go by is what's called the 30-60-day rule. And I don't think this is really printed anywhere in black and white, but it's just something that all immigration attorneys know. And this is how it goes. If you enter the United States within 30 days, and if you enter the United States as a visitor, and within 30 days you work without permission or get married, then the Immigration Service can make a determination that you entered with a fraudulent intent. Now, I know that's not the situation we're talking about here, but I think it can be easily paralleled. If you enter within 30 days and you file for adjustment of status, I mean, if you enter as a visitor and file for adjustment of status within 30 days, I mean, I think an immigration officer can parallel that to the 30-60-day rule that we use for spouses. I mean, that's evidence that the person had this plan all along, in my mind.
So what if someone comes as a visitor and they, you know, may or may not have had a real intention to reside in the United States, and 65 days later, the U.S. citizen's son or daughter wants to sponsor them? Do you really think in that situation that it would come up as an issue?
Well, first of all, you've said after 60 days. And so that's one of the recommendations that I always have. That, you know, first of all, you know, I'm not going to help anybody pre-plan this. We don't take cases where people have planned this and they've committed fraud when they entered.
And we don't recommend it either.
Right, of course. I mean, of course.
Because obviously, if an immigration officer is going to bring up the whole finding of fraud, it could jeopardize their ability to come to the United States.
Right, but it doesn't even usually come up this way. Usually when I get calls, the parent is already in the United States. And so even though the 30-60-day rule really applies to spouses of U.S. citizens, I use that as a rule of thumb for cases for parents. And I feel that if you wait until after 30 days have gone by, then I think you're going to be free from a lot of questions. The officer who interviews your parent can always ask that question. But, you know, and you should... You know, as backup evidence, you should have, you know, whatever you can come up with to show bank accounts and ties to their home country, that really they were a return ticket to their home country. Whatever you have to show they were planning on going back. But for practical purposes, I rarely see this issue come up in interviews.
That was going to be my question. Have you seen it come up at all?
No, not for parents of U.S. citizens. For spouses, I see it come up occasionally. But still, it's something that you have to be aware of.
Absolutely.
I mean, the bottom line is, if your parent enters as a tourist, when they cross the port of entry gates and show their passport to a port of entry officer, their intention in their mind has to be just to stay here temporarily. And if you've done something to pre-plan them coming in and then filing for adjustment status, then you are circumventing or attempting to circumvent the immigration laws as they are on the books.
For more information, call us today or visit BashamSpiro.com to view our full media library.